Our last agenda item, I would just, before you leave, note that there are two bills in the General Assembly that are identical, one in the House, one in the Senate, that address the management of Atlantic Menhaden. And those bills will grant to the commission some limited authority to regulate that fishery for the first time in our history. So, and I'm sure, I think staff will be bringing us some issues dealing with Menhaden probably in the March, April timeframe. So just a heads up to you to get ready for something you haven't dealt with in our history. It should be exciting.
Those care provisions, that they'll be effective upon the governor's signing as opposed to on July 1st?
Yes, and that's why it'll be here before us before July 1st. You had some other things you needed to bring.
Yes, I do. And one is very straightforward, but nonetheless, I want to make sure that this is the right way to go. We have the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board, and the commission's familiar with, once that board goes through its process and makes recommendations on expenditures, that it comes to the commission to make the final decision. A public hearing is part of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board process. Nonetheless, the commissioner always asks if anyone in the public at that time has, you know, any opinions on the matters. We also have a commercial fishing advisory board, which is less structured for the last many years, and there are going to be two projects that staff would like to bring before the commission in February concerning Cow Nose Ray. One is a tagging project, tagging male Cow Nose Ray, and the other is a project for marketing, which has gone on for several years. Staff is contacting all the individuals on the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board and also sending the proposals to them. Nonetheless, the only time there would be public comment would be in February when those two items are before you, and I want to make sure that's acceptable.
Any objection to that? Seeing none, that's fine.
Okay. A second item concerns blue crab. About a month and a half ago, I had the opportunity to ride with several Marine police officers on the way back from Tangier, and one of the officers, Officer Hawkins, when I asked about his viewpoint on regulations, he pointed to the recently adopted blue crab regulation where bushel limits were established, and he pointed out that in some areas, especially the James River, there are actually barrels that are used rather than bushels. Now, conventional situations are that there are three bushels in a barrel, but nonetheless, if something isn't in the regulation, it's not enforceable. So I am requesting that next month we incorporate and advertise for a public hearing to establish barrels as also part of the measuring containers for the blue crab harvest. And it will be something along the lines to establish the lawful harvest in bushels of crabs, in barrels of crabs, as well as bushels of crabs by crab pot license category. So remember, the bushels are for the 85 pots all the way up to the 425 pots. The barrels would be need to be the same way. That's one item with
any
blue crab.
Any objection to that?
No.
Seeing none, the hearing is approved. Mr. Palmer?
Make sure the barrels are all standard barrels, okay, because you can get a bigger barrel, one that holds four bushels.
Okay, we'll research that as far as what a standard barrel should be. Okay. It's usually 120 to 125 pounds. We could stipulate that as a standard barrel as well.
Barrel is 128 pounds of crabs plus barrel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we definitely will research that. The second item concerns the use of agents. And the talk on the water is that some harvesters are ready to exploit this new bushel limit. The way that they would do that would be, if you recall, from probably the late 70s until the bushel limits were adopted, there was always a 51 bushel or 17 barrel limit in the spring. Coming up in 2013, the fishery starts March 16, and previously the barrel limits ended in May, at the end of May. So the situation is that we've had agents, of course, but now without a vessel limit, because that 51 bushels was a vessel limit, what could happen is licensees who haven't done very much or have done just a little can easily get an agent who then can be on the vessel with another person, and let's just say they have a 425-pot license. They make an agent for that. Instead of 55 bushels coming in as the harvest, 110 could come in. Staff is taking this information pretty seriously. Law enforcement has also indicated the same thing to staff. And I think we want to be fair, but we don't want to go in our first step with bushel limits and get taken by surprise by this type of activity. We have looked, and by category, license category, 85 pots all the way to 425. In 2011-2012, the number of agents was fairly close. It was 98 total in 2011, 108 in 2012. The largest category was the 127-pot category, but there certainly were other categories, even the 255-pot and the 425-pot that used agents. What staff would propose would be to cap the use of agents by each pot category on the average basis of 2011-2012 agents, only for the time period from March 16th through May 31st. And I think that would be something that would be very important to get us all started on these bushel limits.
Have you talked about this with the advisory committee at all?
Haven't had a chance to, because this has all happened relatively recently.
Plan to do that before next month, do you think?
We can, if that's, you know, if that's what the, you know.
I don't know if it's worth having a meeting over, but it seems to me you ought to contact.
We can definitely do that.
Make some contact with them just to see where folks are on the issue. If it
sure. And there is an industry committee meeting coming up this Sunday, and Joe Cimino, who's the agency representative, can pose that question during that meeting as well.
That'd be good.
But again, I think in fairness, we don't want to lower the number of agents, but we can at least allow the same amount we've had. You would figure 2 years being that close.
So your concern is that without the 51 bushel vessel limit, you will entice people who have been inactive,
licenses that have been inactive,
to become active.
Right. Through agents.
And therefore exceed the 51, even though they'll be under bushel limits individually, you could exceed that 51 that no longer exists.
The double limits coming in, whereas before the incentive wasn't there.
This was, it seems to be the epitome of latent effort, the negative effects of latent effort. And you hear folks talk about it a lot, and the price of crabs went south very quickly as the season kept going. And a lot of the fellows in Tangier I've talked to think that the bush limits keeps price up. I don't know why. I just need to go with a vessel limit. Heck with the agents.
I agree with Ed on that one. Make it a vessel limit.
So you'd still have the individual license limits, but then limit the overall vessel?
Right. To get to the highest license.
What's the highest?
55 is the highest. But if I can comment on that situation, I think you have legitimate licensees. For efficiency, they're on one boat, and they both are harvesters, and they've been harvesters. What we're trying to do is not limit that vessel to 55, because they're both legitimate. What we're trying to take care of is a situation where someone's been either very part-time or not doing too much, and now that licensee who's on the vessel, the way it works, from what I can think about it, the licensee on the vessel says, if I can get that person who I know to get an agent, we'll work out a deal to where everyone, you know, receives something. And that's what we're trying to avoid. I'm not thinking that a vessel limit will do that that way, because if you do a vessel limit, you can impact some legitimate harvesters who are now forced to go out.
Any other questions on this? So you're asking permission to advertise a regulation that would cap the number of agents
per license category. On a license.
Do you want it to include or vessel limits as an option, just to get industry's opinion on that?
I would. It's just something for discussion.
Just to see where industry falls out, given the opportunities.
Rob, I'm sorry. Before it was 51 bushels per vessel, right?
Right.
So why should that change for the March through May fishery?
It changes because of the bushel limits.
I see, but why should that change? Before it was 51 bushels per vessel anyway.
Well, that's gone now. The 51 bushels is gone.
Right, so we can just make it, you know, bushel limit per vessel.
You can. I think what you'll have to do, and we can talk about it next month, is figure out what that limit should be, mm-hmm. that it doesn't penalize efficiency of harvesters working together who are licensees together, and doesn't let this agent situation be a problem for those who were latent or nearly so.
So let's advertise both and see where industry falls out, and then we'll bring it back to the commission. Is that fair enough?
I think so.
Mr. Robin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rob, are you also thinking about the, if you have a cap on the number of agents that can participate, would it be limited necessarily to those people that were active as agents last year, or would it be those licensees whose licenses were being used by an agent last year? How do you dole out those 90 eligibilities,
right.
Essentially? I mean, are you going to have qualifying criteria, et cetera? I mean, how far do you want to get into this?
Really pretty far. I had, really... What impressed me was the pattern that's developed. And we can go back, we go all the way back to 2007, which might be a good thing to do for the commission, because the way I think this can be worded in an advertisement is just to establish a cap on the use of agents based on recent years of agent use. So recent can take us back, but no, I hadn't thought of criteria that way. You're going to displease someone. I was mainly focusing on the fact that the last couple of years, it does seem that there's a trend in the use of agents. So you wouldn't want to discourage that trend. Maybe you raise it by 10% or 20%. But what you would want to discourage are the situations we talked about. But we could certainly...
You don't want to exclude somebody who's been an agent all along, right?
No.
You don't want somebody to jump in front of him
right.
for the first time.
So we certainly could.
Right. Is that what you're after?
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Or is it just first come, first serve, et cetera? But then I guess the other question is, would it also be possible, if you're trying to prevent like stacking through agency,
right.
Would it also be possible to determine who was stacked, so to speak, in the past couple of years, and make sure that there's no additional stacking through agency?
Well, I think the commissioner's point is a good point, that if you can find those who have been agents, they shouldn't be denied being an agent. The second point is how far the commission wants to take this, because you could look at history by licensee, and you could require that there be some harvesting history of some amount, more than just 2 days or 5 days or 100 pounds or even 1,000 pounds, and you could limit those agents from participating. You could exclude them, and you could do that if you really wanted to make this controlled.
I think you've got to look at all those kind of options.
I think that's on the same vein as what you're talking about, in other words.
Yeah, in other words, if a license hasn't been active through agency, have the ability to address that and prohibit it from now through agency becoming something that gets stacked to circumvent the bushel limit.
Well, this is very similar to what went on in the past. You know, when we looked at various ways to do the waiting list and everything else. Okay.
Any objections? No, Mr. Franklin.
I wanted to maybe just see if Rock could give us an update on the dredging.
Crab dredge study
we've been doing. I know there's a couple of fellows coming out of Cape Charles.
Before I do, let me remind the commission about 2012 and what we saw in 2012. In March of 2012, the effort doubled, which is one reason this agent situation is important, and the harvest was about 2.4 million pounds. So in 2 years, it went probably from 600,000 up to 2.4 million. So clearly, everyone's clustered around now waiting for March. The money's good. But on the season as a whole, once it got into May and beyond, things were not doing too well. You know, probably the final estimate for 2012 is around 23 to 23.5 million pounds compared to nearly 29 the year before. So then also to let you know with everything involved, another reason to think about this agent situation is the winter dredge survey done by Maryland DNR and VIMS. Around April the 10th or so is usually when we have that information, and that's key to everything that we do. In terms of the study, we have done a lot. VIMS is the science part of the study and has done a really good job, and I think it took a little while to get the study to get things going with four commercial crab dredgers, those who have been used to crab dredging. They weren't necessarily used to being in a study. So that took a little bit. The first couple of days were so poor that everyone was worried. The captains were worried. Staffs were worried about what was going on because, as the captain said, when you have just four boats, it's harder to find crabs. By the third day, they found crabs, and they found a lot of crabs. So what happened was the catch started to be well above the 40 bushel average, which we're seeking, although there is a cap of 1,680, which is the important number. So the harvests were going very well, 70 bushels here, 65 here, 85 here, 112 here. It was going very well. VIMS and VMRC met with the captains about a week and a half ago and said, literally said, you're the talk of the town, because they had harvested so much, but reminded them this study has to go all the way through the end of February, early March. So staff placed caps on the harvesters for a 10-day period. We're going to revise those today. And those caps are meant to push everyone back towards a 40-bushel limit. And really, two out of the four are pretty close already to that 40-bushel average. The other two are up in the 60s probably. So we're making a concerted effort to push them back down near 40 so that the study can continue. I was out this past Saturday and every boat caught about 30 bushels, and the one captain actually called me on the phone and said, well, listen, my cap's 29, but I've already got 31. What am I supposed to do? And I said, well, turns out he only had 14 the day before. I said, well, the way the cap's working, it's an average basis, so you're fine. The crabs were, very abundant in the area that they worked, but the study is not a crab dredging exercise, and I think that's what the captains have come to realize. So VIMS sets up, tries to get two study sites in a day, and they have what they call a pre- and post-impact tow. So the pre-impact, they're scouting around, seeing what the abundance is. The impact tows are actually towing, the boat tows six times in between buoys, and they're also recording damaged crabs in all three cases, even the post-impact afterwards when the crab dredgers are just dredging. So by, I think by that day it was about 4 o'clock. I have staff members who've been out a few times, but I was lucky to get out there. But it takes a while to get these two sites, and we couldn't get a third that day. There has been market for the crabs. The harvesters have said about $50 a bushel, which is much better than what they worried about in our first meetings, that they might not even get 30, or, you know, would they get 40? And so that part has gone well there. And, of course, you know, now it's a long haul through the probably the cold part of the winter to get the days in. If you, I don't know if that's enough detail for
that's
you.
That's great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions for Ralph? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thank you. See you all next month.